The Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim of the Ramchal. Okay, Daf Kuf Tzadik, in the Sinus Hasharim, the end, says, Nimtza, ki ziv haziv asher bahem, the ziv which is in them, in the Torah itself, mehit orarut hamelech, from the awakening of the king, mit orarut hamelech, vahit orarut hamelech, mimaisi Yisrael, and the awakening of the king from the actions of Yisrael. Hari Yisrael, Ikra Kol. Jewish people are the main in this creation. V'lachein Noema, it says, Ma Adir Shemcha B'chol Ha'aretz. How Adir, strong and glorified is your name in this land, in this world. Zehu HaKoach, and this is the strength, HaMekabel Shem HaKadosh Ba'aretz, Ba'aretz, B'sod, Tnu Oz L'Elokim Kshizacharti. And this is the strength of the Makabel, right? This is the strength of the Makabel. Shem HaKadosh Ba'aretz B'sod Tnu Oz L'Elokim. What does that mean? This is the strength of the Makabel, right? The strength of Klal Yisrael, that we're giving Oz, we're giving strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our actions. Asher Tneh Hodecha Al HaShemayim. We're giving from your Hod on the heavens. V'hu HaHod. Hod is, explain soon, Hamit Atzel, that is influenced by it orut mit pashet al hashamayim b'misharatim ha'omdim sham. In other words, our actions produce this glory that goes up to Shemayim, and then we come back, brings back hit orut hamelech, the awakening of the king, and his hashpa and his influence back on us. So you're explaining that this inyan of, this is what's called by the Kabbalists, that's it orut. Ah, it's the Kabbalists of this. But it orut miletata, when the person, Klal Yisrael, is mit orer, below, through the Torah, through the mitzvahs, through the Maisim Tovim. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives koach to Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mashpia on them. Ein sof, b'ligul. It's kemuvan. It's according to their actions, but the sheer, the amount the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives, kiviyochol, compared to a little bit that we give, is like infinite fold. You can't even imagine. The shefa that comes through Torah and mitzvahs, that we're ma'orer, palmaya shamana, and we're ma'orer, Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen, to give to Klal Yisrael, and to be mashpia on them tov, is a tremendous thing. He's just waiting to give us tov. That it orud comes from Klal Yisrael being ma'orer lemata with their actions. Uferish od tikun godol shenasa al yedei bnei adam. There's another way people can be tikun, fixing of the people. V'hu ma sha'ama mipi oralim yonkim yisadet ha'aretz. So from the mouths of oralim v'yonkim yisadet ha'aretz. From like children, you formed Yisarata Oz. Sorry, you founded strength. I give strength to you. V'zeh ki hamalachim, the angels, kevin she'en lehem yetzahara. They don't have a yetzahara. En ma'asem yochlim la'avir oto. Their actions can't bring this koach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aval bnei adam she'esh lehem yetzahara. They have a yetzahara. V'hem yochlim la'avir oto. They can transfer this koach, kedei letet lehem koach yoter, and it'll give them more koach. She'asu zeh tikun b'koach gadol. So then, do this tikun b'koach gadol. He's saying here that not only when bnei adam are involved in the Torah mitzvahs, their initial action, to say, to want to do, or to try to do, or in the process of doing, that gives koach to them. Because their actions in the process of doing those actions, they give kiviyachol koach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which gives them more koach. And that more koach then gives them even more koach to do more, and to bring on the bigger shefa. It's brought down, it's like in every mitzvah, in every concept, even in a bracha, we make a bracha. There's a concept that when we're making a bracha, when we're doing any mitzvah, it's true, but any mitzvah, that because we have a Yetzirah, if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo Yecholo, that's Gemara and Kiddushin, that means even to be overcome the Yetzirah, to do a mitzvah, we need his help. So what does that mean? It means all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is the start. The start in doing the mitzvah gives us, or gives, that's the beginning of our koach, which gives Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach to help us. And that help we need to overcome the Yetzirah to complete that mitzvah. So all mitzvahs, all we need to do is start. That's what Chazal say, Kol Hatchalot Kashot, the beginning of us is the main thing. We start, that start gives Kiviyachal koach b'par malya shomala, and that koach comes back to us, which gives us even more of a koach. That's the Ozro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that Lo Yecholo, we couldn't overcome a Yetzirah. And then we finish, we do complete the mitzvah. That's true, what I just told you, of every single thing a person does. And that's an amazing thing. We most of the time think that when we do mitzvahs, it's us completely doing it. Or it's us completely learning. It's us completely, like, there's kiviyachol, there's no shefa. We're the one who are bali b'chira, who are doing everything. The truth is, all we're doing is the start. Pitcholi, petach shom machat. Open for me an opening of a machat, and I'll open for you the petach of the ulam, of the chambers. Ma'asa, what he did, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, natan lehem shnei ha'orla. The years of orla. Shehem kol hazman ad shadam nikanes lemitzvus. So that's the time that until a person comes to doing mitzvahs. Va'az hasitra achra, the sitra achra midabeket behem yote. Right? Ayitu ba mitzvah, a person has, the Yetzirah is more on a person. He has more control over a person. Because only at bar mitzvah, we get full, it starts from the age of 9, etc. We have more das, and by bar mitzvah, the day of the bar mitzvah, it's kif yachol, kamatan terah, then the yetzer tov is nichnas. And then that's what he says, v'zeh sod, yivelet kshura b'lev na'a. There's like a stupidity is connected to the heart of a na'a. That's his yetzirah, this yivelet, this yetzirah. Ach, ba'oto azman. During this time, ha'avonot e'er nechshavim. Till bar mitzvah, person's sins aren't considered because the Yetzirah is more mashpia on him. Va'atera adraba hi chashuva yote. And the Torah, right, is more important. Vu'inyan hevel p'em shel tinokot. And that's the concept of hevel p'em shel tinokot. Why? Because then, even though a person is closer to Avera, because he has more of a Yetzirah, but it's not considered an avon because it's kain his onus. Kain is like he's not complete shlita, and therefore the avon isn't associated with him. The avera is not associated with him. So he has more, so to speak, tahara. He has more purity. And since he has more purity, so the hevel pihem, his Torah, has more effect because it's Torah shel tahara. It's Torah of purity. That's why the hevel pihem shabbat tzotinok shabbat rabban have more koach because it's Torah purity. Vahevel mashbit hasitra achra legamri, and this hevel of the tzinokot knocks out, puts to sleep, so to speak, the sitra achra legamri completely. So that's why it's so important for children to be learning Torah dafka, because since the shlita is of the yetzahar. And the Torah has more koach, because it's Torah of Tara. The Torah there has more koach to be mashpit the Yetzirah. V'zeh mipi olim yonkim yisadet ha'oz. That from the mouths of olim, the yonkim, the mouths of young children, and yonkim are even younger, right? People who, yonek is someone who's yonek mishdei imo. He drinks from his mother's milk. Yisadet ha'oz is the foundation of strength. What's the foundation of strength? The Torah, which is oz lamo yitim. Torah is the strength you give to your people, and that's lashbit oyev. That's what gives koach. The Torah gives koach lashbit the oyev, the enemy, to nullify the enemy, which is the Yetzirah. And this is what the Lashon Rashbi means. Someone who's standing, doing work. One work. And stops doing it. I mean, it doesn't occur. It doesn't come to him. So when a child, you're teaching a child Torah, the Yetzirah has no shlita on him. Because he's mashbited with Torah. As you see children. I see with my own kids. You see them. They're learning. It's such a beauty. They have no Yetzirah. They're so interested in the learning. So wanting to learn. They go learn with some roosters. They go to schools. They're learning the whole day. You know, they get a little bit of candy for learning. They're just, and you know, I come home in the evening. It's an amazing thing for me. You know, where do you see in the world the little children who come home and they actually want to learn Torah with their father? My son wants to learn Gemara. My other son learning in Vayikra. It's an amazing thing. You know, no taivas, no ice creams, no thing. And even the books they want to read. What books they want to read? My son was, yesterday came home. Buy me a book on Vayikra. Buy me, you know, all the storybooks around Torah. And there's such a desire for it. It's like, you know, like, where's the Yetzirah? You know, Chazal. That's the pshat. The Torah shofet, the Yetzirah kilu einam.
Torah tavlin.
No. It's not Torah tavlin. Torah tavlin is when you have a Yetzirah, and you have a Yetzirah tov. Then you need Torah tavlin and Yetzirah. Here, you took a different pasuk. This Torah is mashbit. It doesn't get rid of him. He's not there.
Oh, interesting.
Ein shaykh, it's not relevant by angels. They have no Yetzahara. They're not quietening it, like removing it. They just remove it completely. People, for them, it's relevant, this concept of quietening it. Now explain to me means Yisad Oz. Terah is considered Oz strength. This is, I give strength to my people. Shehi hanotenet koach l'kedusha. That which gives koach to the kedusha in a person, to his holiness, to his purity. Besot tnu oz l'elokim. Give oz to God. Right? Oz means Torah. You're giving strength to his body through the Torah, through the kedusha the person has. V'hinei. Kodem shadam nolad. Before a person's born, melamdin oto kol ha-Torah kulo, we teach him all the Torah. V'zeo letet koach l'nishmato. Why is that? Why is to teach it beforehand? We're giving koach to his soul. Kodem shetkenes beguf. Before he comes into the guf, shetiyeh klula mikol ha-Torah. That the neshama will be included in all the Torah. Like you see how the concept of Rishimo has an impression. The Torah gives an impression to him. Since it's by his neshama already, it's impressed with it, so it's easy for it to come out. It's again, kol madregas hakadusha kiruim, to fix all the levels of holiness in a fitting way. When the person comes into the world, ba malach comes an angel and mishachko, makes it forget it. V'zeh kadeh letet mokum le'yetza, and this is to give place for the yetzara litachezbo, to have connect with him. Because if the Torah would remain by him, we know from the previous pasuk, Torah would be mashbit the Yetzirah. There'd be no bechira. Shim lo ken, because if it wasn't this way, hay nigrash mikoach hakedusha, the Yetzirah would be sent away mikoach kedusha the Torah that's already in the person. V'hayashav liot kamo malach, this person would be like a malach. You know, there's actually been stories of people who did have this impression on their thing. And they were just speaking Torah the whole time. They knew like sugyas, they knew like shas, and like that. Yeah, people. There were people who didn't have this impression. They said malakam and presses on the lips. And there were actual people. Yeah, and there were actual people who didn't have this. And they were speaking Torah.
Like a young age?
Young age. They were speaking like, so they took them to Gedolei Yisrael. Gedolei Yisrael did something. I don't know what they did. And the person became like normal.
Why did they do that?
And wouldn't have this fixing of the hashbata, the Torah, not the girush, not the sending away the Yetzirah, just the quietening, like Shabbat, not doing malach, right? Alkein, as nistam bo or haTorah, the time when you're born, we're soaked from, we cover from him the awe of Torah. Basitra Acha Sholetet Olam. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara comes in and it's Sholet, it has dominion over it when he's a child. V'zeni Kroshnei Ha'ola Eil Shelo. These are the years of the Ola of his. Now, it's true that the first 3 years is considered more Ola than the other 10 years. The first 3 years, it's brought in other Sfarim. The first 3 years, brought also in Halacha, it's like Ke'en the tree. The first 3 years you can't have benefit because the child doesn't have so much of a cognitive understanding. The first 3 years of existence is more like, is more physical. So you don't see the Hashpah, the Torah, those 3 years. You know, generally speaking, they're going to learn to speak for the first 3 years. They're more physical. Uba'otosman sarech liyasra. And that time, till bar mitzvah, right? You have to teach him Musa. You have to make sure he goes in the right way. Kamosh ama, shevet Musa yarchikena mimenu. The stick of Musa yarchikena mimenu. Right? If you separate it from him, ome ata v'shevet takenu. And then it says, and with the shevet you should hit him. With the stick of Musa you should hit him. And his soul from Sheol, which is a representation of Gehinna, Tatzil, he'll be saved. In other words, a child, you have to train him. You have to train him. You have to train him. You're like, it's a training ground. The first 3 years is a training ground. Train him in Torah. Sheha Ola Mamash. Sheol is the Ola Mamash. It's the Ola means, what does Ola mean? Ola means is the, like a tree has Ola. Ola, Lashon Rashi says, is that Ara means Atum, covered, separated, right? So he's separated from connection to his neshama, to his yetzer tov. He doesn't have it yet. When he's bar mitzvah, he'll have more his neshama will go into, more his yetzer tov will go into. Sha'amru aleh, haparish min ha'ola, someone who separates himself from the ola, from this covering of self, right? This atima, this, how do you say atima, this? Kaparish min hakeved, like someone who separates himself from the grave. Kihi mamash kever. The Ola is mamash kever. Mamash represents death. Because death, what does death represent? Death represents, what's death? In Lashon HaKodesh, mita, what does mita mean? Namtin means to wait. To wait means to be stagnant, to be not productive spiritually. If a person's separated from spiritual productivity, he's dead. That's why I say, Rishayim, the chayehim, reshayim in their lives are called dead. Tzadikim afir mitatam nikra chayim, because they go mechayel al chayel. The mitzvahs are still continuing to move them from height to height. B'meh shegoromet la chashecha shelo yagel la or ha'elyon. In what that it's caused to it, the darkness, right? Shelo yagel la or ha'elyon, because it didn't reach him yet. This light, this upper light, which is the Yetzer Tov. V'nikrat ki'ilu he meta mamash b'keva, and it's if he's dying mamish in the grave, because he doesn't have the or ha'terah, the or the Yetzer Tov, his neshama, which comes into him. V'zeh sod v'machash shakim hoshivani k'meite olam. In darkness you placed me like the dead of the world. In other words, in the beginning of his life, a child is in this darkness because I have the awe of the Yetzer Tov, the awe of terror. And though if we miyaser him with terror, we give him Musa, we teach him terror, we learn with him terror, that gives him the light. Ubatchila kisha, and that's mashpit his awe, that removes from him this awe. And that chinuch gives him the koach when his Yetzer Tov does come in to go in that derech. Ubatchila kisha, awe the goof. When the Ola is in the body, and we remove it after 8 days, the Ola, the physical Ola, the Ola, the inner Ola, right? The foreskin, the inner foreskin, which is the Ola on a person's heart, right? The Atima, like the separation that a person has on his heart, is not moved. Only after 13 years, v'yom echad. And that's, as we say, when we say in our bris, what do we say? Kashem sheikanes the bris, just he gets into bris, kem yikanes the Torah, and the chupa maisim tovim. Because Torah is the olas halev, Torah is the sakin that removes olas halev. All that time, He's patur mitzvahs because he has all at halev. V'im kol zeh ba'oto hazman, when he's a child still, tzarech liyasra, we have to be teaching musa, we have to teach him the right direction. Kumo sh'amati, like we explained, al yedei Torah, la'ashbit at the yetzara, to nullify the yetzara, like we say before. V'shezeh gorem lo, sh'tipared, this will cause him to separate ha'olam mimenu hated, to separate from him, you know, well. So when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll then go in those ways, and the oras halev will remove him completely. As he poreshet mimenu legamri, then he'll be separated from completely. The zman hamuchan, at the time which is prepared, kishneema lemala, we said above, al kenama yarchikenu mimenu, we separated from him. Velo ama yesirenu mimenu, we don't remove it from him. We can only separate it from him. Can't remove it from him. Ki ein ze la sira. This is not to remove it. Ki im bizman tasu. It's right time it will be removed. Aval zehu mamish inyan chibut hakever. When's it going to be removed? When a person dies finally. And this is the inyan of chibut hakever. Chibut hakever literally means the banging when a person's in his grave. Shahavata, this hitting. Like you do chavata to aravas, you know, you bash the aravas, right? Asuya l'rov, most people have it at the time of death. Hakesha hanimsa l'zuama shel nachash, because this comes from his connection to the zuama, the bad that was caused to man through the avera of the nachash akadmon, the first nachash, the first avera of man. She'ene yecholah liparei, they can't separate from a person. Ela acha chibud, after the banging. What happens in the kibbutz? Obviously, it's a physical bang, it's a spiritual bang. It's some sort of isurim that the neshama has to remove that zuama from him, that impurity from him. But tzaddikim hamitaknim atzmam karui, and tzaddikim will fix themselves in this world in a fitting way. Marchikim otam mehem, they remove this zumata from nachash from them. Kol kach so much ad she'en sarech lachibut, they don't require the onish, this payment, this pain in the keva, the spiritual pain in the keva. V'hine, ken hadava azevena. Similarly, is this thing in a child. Ki ha'ivelet kashurabo. Like the stupidity is connected to him. The yetzara, the stupidity of the yetzara is connected to him. The tzarech chibut, and he starts and he requires some sort of like musa, some sort of hitting, right? Kedei la'achika min hakesha. In order to remove him from this kevasha to the yetzara, v'adibuk hazeh, and is connecting to it. Sha'az k'shiyez man alit paresh, because then when the time comes and it's bar mitzvah to separate from it, tit paresh to gamrim mikol v'kol, then he'll have the koach to remove from his yetzara completely. Im hu holech b'derech tov, only if he goes in the straight way, in a good way that he was trained to when he was a child. V'umarchikam atman, then he'll separate it from himself. V'ine b'zman hazeh, in this period of time, shuhu herchik ha'ola, it's a period of removing and separating the ola from him, till bar mitzvah. Ha'hevel ha'yotz mipiv, the Torah, the hevel, the words of Torah, the hevel, is voices that come from the mouth of the child, hu machnia le sitra achra, it makes the sitra achra, you know, like small and under control. V'shovra, breaks it, shvira gedola, big, big breaking. V'chozeh u'mamshich ha'koach, and he go back and we continue this strength, Shel Torah, the Torah, Shekibel Barishonim, and received when he was growing up, till Bar Mitzvah, Kodim Shenolad, right? That means that this Torah that he received before he was born, that gives him this Rishim, this impression of Torah, he's Mamshichit on him when he's a child, right? When he's a child, that's from 3 years onwards. V'kevin she'ishilim l'kabel ha'koach, and since we complete him in receiving this koach, as yesh lo la'asot, then he has the ability to do this, right? Because he had this initial Torah which he received when he was in his mother's womb. V'lachen hu chayev v'mitzvus, right? And then, one second, as yesh lo la'asot, as when he's bar mitzvah, he has the ability to do, and therefore he'll be chayev v'mitzvus. So it means, basically, what we're saying is, you have this period of time, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us before we were born, the koach of the Torah, is removed from us, but the koach is still there, the strength, the ability, the potential is still there. You teach a child, this period of time has more v'yitzahara, but you teach a child, you miyaser him, you give him chibut, right? Kein chibut hakeva. You miyaser him with Torah, so that removes this connection to the Yetzirah, and that gives him the koach, that when he becomes bar mitzvah and receives this hashpah of his Yetzirah Tov and his neshama yetzirah that he receives when he's bar mitzvah, now he has the koach to completely mevatel the Yetzirah if he goes in the derech of the Torah. That's an amazing thing here.